Hello.
Hi, Eva. Good morning. This is Alex. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. I don't know if you still remember me, but I'm calling about the property that you have in Jefferson Highway. I'm Forrest McGee.
Yes.
My notes
Hello.
right now. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. It was
Yeah.
breaking.
Oh, sorry about that. I just wanted to check, how are you? How are things going on your end?
It's okay.
Good. Good. I was just like what I said, I was just checking my notes on my end, and I was just thinking, just to give you a call. I know that you said that you were, thinking of moving to Poland. And I
Yes.
just wanted to see, how are things going with that? Like, are you having any progress or anything that we could do?
Well, we plan to move next spring.
Gotcha.
I think I mentioned this,
To Forest?
and if we have a good offer now, soon, maybe. The first we have to buy something in Poland
Right. You mentioned that.
or rent or something. Like I say, my husband going to look in October, November. And that is not easy. Just definitely
Right.
we wanna sell this property. We have a lot of stuff we have to sell. We have to figure out what to do with dog we wanna take with us. Some cats. I don't know. That is a lot of things. Depend who wanna buy this house or this property. Who wanna do in the future? You see, we're living here too long.
Right.
We belong to this place. We put a lot of work, just we're going older, older, and it's too big for us.
Like what I
Well,
said, I understand your situation totally. I know it's gonna be very hard for you to move, because there's gonna be a lot of things that needs to be sold first or to be considered before moving. But I just thought of you and see, just try to give you a call and see what's going on, and then see if there's anything that we could help.
yeah, you see, we don't have nobody who help us. That's the problem. Just two of us. And I don't know.
Oh yeah, you don't have your daughter with you? He's
Yeah.
studying right now.
She's a truck driver. She almost never home.
Oh.
Just she have to move. She wanna
Right.
stay here. We wanna go to Poland because if we bought retirement, we cannot afford to live here. That'd be too expensive.
Expensive. I
And
understand.
we think in Poland will be better if we sell this property. We have money to buy something and mm-hmm. something left and retirement. And we survive, I don't know how many years.
I hope a lot more years. Well, I mean, you're planning to move next year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had some question. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead with your question.
I will be looking for somebody like we can make sell the things.
Mm-hmm.
How this call? Make the not yard sale, garage sale, or auction or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you need help with that?
Excuse me?
Yep. Are you asking me if, how do you do that, or do you need help with selling some of your stuff?
Yes. Helping to sell the stuff.
Okay. Do you have Facebook? If I may just ask, do you have Facebook? I wanted to check.
You see, I don't have the internet. That's the problem.
That's okay.
Actually, we have the internet. I don't have a computer. I have only my phone, which one is working. If he won the work.
Okay. Well, you said you're looking to do it in autumn and fall, next fall. So that's going to be either September to November of this year.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell you what. You're going to Poland, right? I mean, your husband is going to visit Poland to see if there's going to be any places that, you know, you'd like there around October or November, you said. And maybe after November, I could go ahead and give you a call back and see, you know, how can we help in disposing some of your things at the property and all that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We want to know. Just... Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know how to start. And I know that we have a lot of offered for this property. I know it's growing up. Everything around us, people building. I don't know what what's going on with this section. For me, it's good. Why not? A lot of people coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, you've already have started the first step, which is you said that your husband is going to visit Joseph, right? Joseph is going to visit Poland next October or November. So I think you've already taking the first step. After that, once you found a house in Poland, I don't know if Forrest discussed it with you, but you know, we do have a program where we can purchase the property first, so you can use that money, you know, to buy the property that you want in Poland, and then maybe you could just go ahead and rent it out for you, so you can stay there for a couple of, you know, weeks or months. You know, that's another option that we have.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah.
That one was, you know, nice. Because we don't want to take some another loan.
Yeah.
Because I think that is the waste the money. We're thinking even sell this, rent something here. No, that's
right.
The know, if you don't have money in your pocket right now, just you have your property, it's very hard. And we have a lot of stuff, which one we can sell, so that one will be help. Just, we don't know how to start.
Okay.
My husband, my husband is, collection person.
We have everything. Okay. Well, no worries with that. Like what I've said, you've already taken the... I want you to look for a house in Poland, something or some place where you wanted to do or to spend your retirement. Once you found that property, and then I can go ahead and reach back and we can help you with the next steps. Forest is willing to go ahead and visit you at the property to help you move to another country. So I think you've already done the first step, which is you're going to look for a house in Poland. And, you know, after that, I think we can just go ahead and take care of the rest.
You see, I see a lot because I'm looking in my telephone. It's a lot of property, which one I like it. Just it's different if you see here and you see physically.
Right. I know. It's going to be different when you see it in person. So I understand that.
Thank God. I know my English is not really good, and you understand a little bit me.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you completely. I don't think your English is bad. I think it's actually good. You can communicate, so I don't have a problem with that. I understand you completely.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, I mean, thank you very much for your time. I think once you found a house in Poland, we can help you with the rest. I can get back to you on November, or you have my number. Maybe you also have Forrest's number.
If I have a question and something, can I call to you?
As well? Or you don't have it maybe saved?
No, if I just want to ask you something, can I call?
Absolutely. You can call me anytime. We're open from 8:30 to 5 p.m. That's our office hour. So just call me whenever you're available during those hours.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eva, for your time. I appreciate it. And I hope you have yourself a good one. And again, thank you so
much. Me either. Thank you.
Thank you. And
I remember about you.
Thanks. And my name is Alex, if you want to say
my
number.
I already have it in my phone.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Eva. Take care again, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.